Desktop Button Alt plus S.
Hello, guys. Today is Thursday, February... Or wait a minute. Is it the... No. Oh, wow, Wednesday. Okay. Thinking about something else. Today is Wednesday, February 1st, 2017. Okay, I did the year wrong. Last time I said it was 2016, but it is 2017. Now, I don't even know where to begin here because a lot of people are finding my podcast in other places besides any audio. They are scattered. And what I'm trying to do is put them all in one place. And I don't know. I might have to ask for some help. Maybe Jake Gross could maybe put it all together or like separate them for Bobby Binton's podcast. Now, the name of this podcast is going to be Where Have I Been? And what I am doing, even though I am previously doing podcasts, we're going to discuss my past. Okay. Now, back in 2011, I did a podcast, my very first one, on e-using free registry cleaner. No, we are not going to go there. Because I didn't really know how to podcast, and I ranted on a little bit about, you know, my commission not wanting to provide a tandem, but we're not going to really go there because you all know you've heard that podcast. And I want to explain to you why I am no longer using the products that I have demonstrated. And people are asking me if there's updates to them, and the answer is yes, there are. But e-using free registry cleaner is not a good program to use. Do not use it. I tried using it, and it corrupted my Sappy 5. We are not going to really be talking about that. I want to talk about my past and what I have done and where all my podcasts are, because a lot of people that live in the Bronx in my area are wondering, why are you scattering all your tutorials? Well, I'm not. I'm putting them in one place, but okay, number one, any audio was not around when I first started out. The very, very first website I ever went to was the Blind Geek Zone. And you could find some of my stuff on Jake Gross's website. On the, The very first thing at the top of the page, I think it is. I don't have the site up and running right now. It's called BGZ Audio Archive. And I wish I could find just like a one-stop place for all my stuff, so that everyone will know, like, oh, Bobby Vinton's stuff is on one site. But to put it all on any audio network would be too much work for me. So, you know, I'd rather just leave things the way they are. But let's talk about more of my past. And other people are asking me, hey, are you... what happened to Format Factory? Well, you demonstrated that. Here's the deal with the audio converter that I demonstrated back, maybe, I think it might have been 2013 or, no, it was 2012. Format Factory was an old audio converter that I demonstrated. Well, it was pretty new to me, and it was very accessible back then. And I still use Switch Sound File Converter today. That was another program I demonstrated. But for a while, I could not use it because, you know, Switch was not free. Now they've, it looks like NCH. You can get the free version of Switch at www.filehorse.com. And I did another tutorial Back, I don't remember the years. I'll have to go back into the blind planet. That's where some of my other tutorials are. You know, people want to learn how to do things that live in New York, like Nicholas Acosta, who's a young man, and I'm working with him. And I did a tutorial on how to deal with real media files and real alternative. I decided that when I reformatted the computer to go to Windows 8, which I was using Windows 7 and JAWS, which I'm no longer using, but Windows 7 was a good operating system, but Windows 10 is 100 times better. And I did the podcast on a program called EZRM to MP3 Converter, which is no longer in development. And I know I kind of gave the wrong information. I said, oh, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. But, you know, I never did. And, you know, I found out the program does not exist. So, you know, you can use it. It's still, but I don't think it works under Windows 10. I have not tried it. And here's where the scattering is a problem. If people want my podcasts, I can't get them in one place, and that could be a problem because I don't have the time just to sit here and download them. But what I could do is I'm using Resilio Sync right now. I could just Resilio Sync them to you if you really are interested in a specific topic. And I plan to cover several more topics. This isn't the end. I just wanted to talk about my past, and I think I'm going to call this podcast My Past. And I demonstrated another thing called, it's on, okay, half of my podcasts, I'll tell you where to find them. Let's get to the point here before I tell you what else I've done. What you could do is you could go to www.jeffsinfoworld.org for my older tutorials, which I'll try to name some of them. My working with ABG is one of them. ABG 12 hotfix is another one. So you're going to go to Jeff's audio page, and that will be where half of my tutorials are, and my Format Factory one is there, but it's gonna do you no good because the podcast is no longer, I mean the program is no longer accessible. Sorry about that, but you know, what am I gonna do? I can't just say, oh, it's accessible. Well, I am using a lot of new programs now and I'm very happy with what I'm using. I'm using Switch Audio Converter again, and I'm also using another one from Pizera.com, which is free audio video pack 2.4. Well, it's 2.13 now. It's still accessible. And the problem with me just using programs that I've used back in 2012 is things drastically change. I can't keep up with everything. Things don't work as well in 10 as they should. And I would recommend you stay away from any registry cleaners right now because they're working on them, but they're not quite as good anymore. And please, please, please don't beat me up or anything. So, I just want to just tell you what I've been up to, what I plan to do. I'm trying to do a tutorial on Tappan Radio. Things are just not working out for that quite yet. There are buttons that aren't quite accessible. Like I can stream radio stations through that, but you know, I can't really get to the menus that well. And you could get that at www.tappinradio.com. I got a brand new program, as I demonstrated, called Free OCR. I am no longer using Eloquence ever again, it looks like. I like Eloquence, but I want to move on with my life. I want to be able to demonstrate, I want to be able to use new synths, not old synths. That's my thing. I love using the eSpeak Sappy 5, and I want to thank you, Jake. I switched to Edward. I'll show you, Jake.
Hey.
See? I pressed the letter A. I know it sounds weird, and I know I'm not using much of my screen reader, but I just want to just tell you what I am up to, what I plan to do in the future, and hopefully new programs will come to me, and I'll be able to demonstrate some more stuff. Another thing I did in the past was I did another program on Blind Planet. I'm trying to. Oh, I did my reviews on Windows 8. I did cleaning versions of Windows. That podcast still pertains to what I do today. So that information is still updated. But please, if you dare go near that registry with using registry cleaner, I don't want to hear from you. You understand? I sound a little rude and I sound a little blunt, but no. You know, it's really bad. So, you know, it was a good thing in the past. It works on Windows 7 if you're a 7 user, but no, do not use that on Windows 10. Do not use CCleaner on Windows 10 either. So, you know, let me think of what else I want to talk about my past. What have I demonstrated? What are the things that I've done and done to help many people out? So let me give you, if you really want to look at my old podcast, you can go to the BGZ archive on Jake's website. And I want to make a correction to something that I said that was wrong about the eSpeak that I have installed here. What you're gonna do is you're gonna go to Grossgang, www.grossgang.com. Plus TTS, plus speech player and eSpeak, it is not under the Sappy. I made that mistake. I don't know why I said that. I don't know. Let me think of what else I need to say here. And if I can't think of anything to say, I'm gonna wrap it up. So we talked about the podcasts that I have done in the past and why I am not using all the programs and why I can't provide tech support to these programs anymore. I'm using uTorrent to extract torrents, of course. I'm no longer using ACB Radio Tuner, although I've never done a tutorial on it. I am using Windows Defender as my antivirus, so that's out of the question. I am using Visual C-Dex, of course. I just got this computer. Well, I didn't just format it, but you know, a while back I have, but I'm using the portable version of C-Dex. And a brand new company has taken over C-Dex, by the way, which Georgie Burney is no longer the owner, and I was on Skype with Jake Gross, and I think I told him that, but I don't remember. Don't quote me on that if I'm not telling the truth here, but you can get C-Dex. I think I don't know the exact page, but if you want it, I could probably send it to you through Resilio Sync because I am not a Dropbox user. This is just a podcast just to update you on where I'm going and what I will be doing, what I hope to be doing. And one of the things I said was Tappan Radio. I did a brand new program called Free OCR, which you can get that at freeocr.net. And another thing I've done in the past is I've done podcasts with people like Gabriel Joseph Oria, Gabriel Oria, or whatever his last name is, I don't know. Anyway, I did a podcast with Gabriel on fixing old eloquence, but do ignore that one because that one is not good. I did a podcast, another one called Fixing Old Eloquence with Jake, except my mic crapped out on me and my internet dropped. And of course, Jake had to drop the call. We're not gonna really go there. I just wanna tell you things I have done in the past so that you know. I did a tutorial that's on Jeff's website on toolbars and spyware. You can get that on www.jeffsinfoworld.org. That is www.jeffsinfoworld.org. What else have I done? What have I accomplished? Oh, let me think here. I'm gonna just call this podcast My Past because I wanna just reminisce about the past since it's a brand new year. And I just want to tell you what I've done in years past. And if I forget anything, you could refresh my memory. I'm trying to think here. So I did the AVG-12 hotfix. I did. What else have I done? Let me think here. Oh, I did another tutorial, on a program called Slice Audio File Splitter. That was done by NCH. And I've done, oh, let me think here, let me think here. Bop, 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 bop. Anyway, I'm just thinking, do, 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 do. Anyway, oh, what have I done? I've done tutorials on EZRM to MP3 converter. Media Player Classic, I did a tutorial on that. I have not done a tutorial on VLC media players. That I have to do sometime down the road. What have I else? Oh, I did a tutorial very recently, and that tutorial is posted nowhere else but AnyAudio. I did a tutorial on Bard Express. I've done a tutorial on, what have I done? Bop, 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 bop. Anyway, I've done a tutorial on, well, if I can't think of what else I did a tutorial on, I'll wrap this up, but let me just think here. I want my whole past on AnyAudio so that people know what I have done and what I hope to be doing. I hope to be doing many tutorials on programs that I discover. And I'm still working on the Tappan Radio one, but I don't feel that comfortable on it yet. There's still some things that have to be worked out. I have to configure some things still. What else have I done? Oh, recording from a line-in jack, that's another tutorial I've done. That you can find at www.jeffsinfoworld.org. It's old. I think I did that one in 2013. Oh, that was 4 years ago, alright. That was done on my Windows 7 box. I've done no tutorials on my old XP box because I didn't know how, I guess. Anyway. So working with AVG, AVG-12 hotfix. Have I done anything on Malwarebytes? No. I haven't done anything on Windows Defender. I should cover that. But you suggest what I should cover. If there's anything I can cover, I will. If I can't and I have to pay for it, then I will tell you. So I did switch. We did Slice Audio File Splitter. I covered on the AnyAudio Network last year how to get rid of the Windows.old folder. I covered that. And I did another tutorial on cracking sappy voices. You could find that right on the AnyAudio Network. It's on Bobby Vinton's page. And I wish I could get every single tutorial that I've done in one place, but that's not possible unless Jake tells me it is because I don't want to clutter up any audio with all my old tutorials unless Jake could make a folder and download it and put it in his and make a BT Sync or Resilio Sync key. I'll have to ask Jake to help me out with that, but I want to thank Jake Gross. He's been really supporting everything I've done. He's been helping me all along the way, showing me things, showing me how to do things. I congratulate him once again. And no, I'm not ranting on about, oh, my job won't help me or anything like that. No, this is not what this is all about. This is about my past and my past only. And let me think, let me try to backtrack, think of anything I missed. If there's anything I missed, I could always go back and do it when I'm ready to do another demonstration of something. And, I've been around since 2011, by the way. If you all want to know how long I've been podcasting, what I've been doing, how I've been doing, for those of you who don't know how I'm doing, and those of you that don't know about any audio, I was so happy to just come on here and just let it all out, just let people know where I am and what I'm doing and what I plan to do and anything you want done. Since I'm not really giving you a good enough plan, you let me know and I will be glad to do it. But if it's something out of the ordinary and too impossible, we cannot, I will say no. But if it's something I have to pay for, like Microsoft Word or Outlook Mail, then I can't do that. So anything that's paid, I cannot do unless maybe I could try to do it with the demo and I'll have to rehearse. But yeah, let's see, what else have I done? Oh! Before I let you go, I did another podcast on free YouTube to MP3 converter. That was done by DVD Video Soft. And I would recommend you stay away from that because that is total adware. That'll really screw up your computer. I'm warning you about that. So do not download that, and plus it is no longer accessible. I went to this girl's house, her name is Linda Chiro, and I downloaded it on a test computer just to test it. It is the worst program you could ever get. Free YouTube to MP3 converter by DVD Video Soft, and I also did converting YouTube files to MP3 with Firefox add-ons. And I also demonstrated video download helper. And that's the same tutorial. And I did all my C-Dex series, which Jake has them up on his site. So you could hear, if you want to hear all my C-Dex podcasts, they are at www.grossgang.com. That's www.grossgang.com. So here's what I have planned for the future. I just came out of my head right now, and I don't want to make this podcast too long. I just want to let people know what I've done in the past, and hopefully you will enjoy it. And if you want the podcasts, I'll tell you all the sites they're on before I wrap this up. Now you could get half my stuff at www.blindplanet, I think it's blindplanet.com, I don't remember, or blindplanet.org. So I'm on the Blind Planet, I'm on the Blind Geek Zone, as you all know. I don't even have to give you that web address. Rick Harmon's a jerk. He doesn't update the site anymore. Anyway, Blind Cool Tech, I find some of these site owners to just be total asses because they just don't update their content. But we're not going to get into that. I just wanted to just get the word out and just point that out to people. Blind Planet, Blind Geek Zone, that's site number two. Jeffsinfoworld.org. Do not use that because Jeffrey Miller is not taking submissions. What else? Where else have I been? Oh, I have not been on Blind Cool Tech or Cool Blind Tech. I have not been anywhere on those sites, so don't look for me on the Blind Cool Tech archive. I have not been there. 'Cause I started this stuff in 2011, as Jake knows. Jake reminded me, so, you know. So Jeff's Info World has all my old, some of my old stuff, not all of it. I forgot the other site. Blind Geek Zone is a second, and all just those three sites. If you want to put it all in a zip file, email me and let me know. I think I'm gonna wrap this all up, and hopefully, I will have be demonstrating either Tappan Radio or Windows Defender. Maybe I'll do Windows Defender later tonight if I feel like it. Nah, actually, I might do it tomorrow. But anyway, here's my email address. And I also did super anti-spyware when I did the toolbars and spyware, but my email address is B, that's letter B, Vinton at optonline.net. That is B, Vinton at optonline.net. My Skype name, as we all know, I've said it several times, a CD, that's just the letter C and the letter D, Burner Man 44. That is CD, Burner Man 44. That's CD Burner Man 44. That's CD Burner Man 44. Now, I am wrapping it up for Bobby Benton. And remember, contact me at either those two locations. So, I could plan some new tutorials. Give me ideas, guys. I hopefully have some ideas, but I think I'm kind of running dry. So you could give me ideas and let me know. Bye, guys. See you in the next podcast. Bye.